What's Trending.
Well, number one on What's Trending is that our wonderful producer, Drew Nixon, is turning into Vanilla Ice or Joe Burrow as we speak. We are an hour and a half, I think, into the process.
I don't know if he realized it pretty much just got him out of work today. It's just kind of like, yeah. Yeah, well, he gets his hair done.
Yeah, we've got Rive from Downtown Hair Lounge, and Casey Moe was kind enough to come in studio. Her husband listens to the show. They volunteered to come and make this bet happen so quickly. That's what's great. Drew's paying this bet off quickly. He's got a haircut already done. The hair is blonde, and it's going to continue to be done, hopefully, in the next, I don't know, what do you think? Half hour or so, maybe, or so, it'll be close to being totally done, and we'll get the Joe Burrow jersey on. He'll pay off the bet, and he's going to be rocking that hairstyle for a while, I think.
It's going to be a little bit. Next up on What's Trending, it is Red Friday. Chiefs versus Falcons coming up on Sunday Night Football, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Andy Reid set to schedule talk to the media at 1 o'clock. We'll try to get an update on who's starting at left tackle, whether that's Kingsley Suamataia or Wanye Morris, and hopefully an update on whether or not Kareem Hunt is going to be available. Last time we heard from Andy Reid on Wednesday, he did not say whether or not Kareem Hunt would be active or not, or updated on the roster. Said they wanted to get a few days worth of work in on him before. I will say, Matt Nagy had nice things to say, said he still got it when he was talking about it yesterday, so we'll see.
It'd be pretty concerning if he came on the air in press conference and said, you know what, just we brought him in, but he doesn't have it anymore. That, my friends, would be really, really telling. Next up on What's Trending, Royals Giants tonight, final three games of the season at Kauffman. Hopefully we get some postseason baseball at Kauffman, but we know right now this could be the final three games, so head on out to the K if you can make it out over the next few. I think tomorrow's fan appreciation night, where you can have photos on the field for the first 3,500 fans, but you can hear tonight's game, 7:10 first pitch, 96.5 The Fan. Vern's on deck show at 6 o'clock. Michael Wacha gets the nod for the Royals, who are significant favorites in tonight's game.
He's going to go against Mason Black, 0-4, 7.07 ERA, so obviously pretty advantageous for the Royals on paper. We don't know, it doesn't always work that way in baseball, but on paper, advantageous for them at the very least. Next up on What's Trending, former Kansas Jayhawk and currently 76er Joel Embiid signed an extension, 3 years, $192.9 million to stay with the 76ers through the 28-29 season. He's obviously under contract, a 3-year extension there for almost $200 million. Man. Joel Embiid is going nowhere. People are always blown away by NBA money. It's because they pay 13 people. In the NFL, they're paying 53 people to stay on that roster. In baseball, they're paying 26. In the NBA, they got to pay 13 dudes. That's part of the reason the contracts have gotten so high. But that's it. 3-year extension, $200 million for Joel Embiid.
Big-time payday for Embiid. Lastly on What's Trending, we know all three local schools in action this weekend. In the 1 o'clock hour, we'll talk more about this with Jay Binkley. But late one tomorrow night for the number 13 Kansas State Wildcats, 9:30. 9:30 kickoff tomorrow against BYU in Provo. Tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., KU is at West Virginia. And then how about the Missouri Tigers? They open up SEC play against Vandy in Columbia, 3:15 kickoff. From the Tigers, number 7 in the country, depending on what poll you look at. That is What's Trending here on Cody and Gold. You guys can hit us up, as always, on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. My favorite comment so far on the YouTube channel about Drew turning into Joe Burrow with the hairstyle. Someone says, Drew looks like a young Martin Short playing Jack Frost in the Santa Claus 3. Which, picture that.
That's
or just
so specific.
Or just check out the video stream. I mean, that's an incredible comp right there. Drew did say it is super itchy. He was handed a comb to kind of itch until they wash out the bleach here.
It is so, that's such a weirdly specific. People saying we should come back with Vanilla Ice. Mm-hmm. And look, I think part of it is because like it's all like shoved up. So he's got this like huge quaff is adding to kind of the ridiculousness of the current video we're seeing. And we've left him up the entire show. We'll continue to leave him up until his hair is done. And then we'll give you a full screenshot of what Drew looks like when it's all done. They did say they're going to try to put a little extra toner in there. Make sure it's really nice and platinum white, because otherwise might, you know.
All right, Drew is back up at the mic. Where are we at now? How are we feeling?
All right, so we're going to wash it out right now.
Oh, okay. Boy.
How are you feeling, though? Like, it's itchy, you told us.
Oh, it's like a 9 out of 10 itchy. Oh. It sucks.
Oh, super itchy.
I'm very excited to get this washed off. So I'm going to go do that now, and then I might get some toner in it.
How do you think you look so far?
Say it again.
How do you think you look so far?
Apparently, it looks pretty good. I think the Jack Frost reference from the text line is proper. it's accurate.
All right, we'll let you get that thing.
Text line's asking,
of.
How committed are you? Are you going to get other body hair dyed?
He says no. Is his wife still in here? I don't know if she's shaking her head no as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Uh huh.
That's the text line wants to know. I'm trying to get the answers for the people. The obvious answers of Slim Shady and all that stuff. He said, what if that dye doesn't ever come out? I mean, eventually his hair will grow out. Yeah. Honestly, he's going to have a real awkward phase there for a minute. When it starts growing out and the browns underneath, unless he's going to just
That's
go
That's what Joe Burrow's at right now, where some of the black hair is coming through. Yeah. That's part of the deal, man. All right, let's talk about the Royals for a little bit, then we'll get back to the NFL. Also, we've got our Atlanta Falcons insider that you guys might be familiar with coming up at 12:30 today on the show. We'll see if that individual has had any wings from Magic City since they've gone back to Atlanta or not. That's coming up in 20 minutes. But the Royals have 9 games to go. We talked about that yesterday. You posed a question earlier, though, which was a scenario that nobody wants to think about. I get it. But that is, hey, if this thing collapses and they don't make the postseason, how do you think people will talk about the season as a whole? And I told you, like, everybody will have their own.
You think it's a win no matter what?
Everybody will have their own opinion,
yeah,
of course. I think it will take weeks for people to step back and understand what this season meant if, in fact, they do collapse and don't make the postseason. And it's a thought that I hate even putting out there because they've occupied a playoff spot for 2-3 months.
For a very long time.
This team won 56 games a year ago, and I know you're correct. The roster's way different, but that's how we view organizations. Like, what did you do to improve on a 56-win season? Well, they went out and reshaped the entire roster virtually. That's part of the success aspect of it. Disappointment, of course. I mean, it would be massive disappointment. It would be disgusting, sickening, whatever words you want to use to describe if this team somehow does not stay in the postseason race and loses it on one of the final days of the season. Yeah, that would suck. But this organization, no matter what happens the rest of the way, I think you have to feel great about the direction they're heading. But yeah, of course disappointment would be there.
I think I look at them as an organization, as in a team. The organization, yeah, I'm with you. They made moves to try to win immediately. They told Bobby Wood Jr. they were serious about winning. They paid him a bunch of money and said, we're going to help you win. And they took very serious, positive steps in doing that. But because they've occupied a playoff spot for 3 months, I'll be crushed if they manage to miss the postseason, and incredibly irritated and disappointed in the team, not the organization, not where things are going, but in this team for letting it slip away. Now, I have context. I'm not so stupid to not realize that they're missing one of their best hitters, a middle of the order bat in Vinny Pasquantino, and that obviously would be contributing to part of it. And I don't think that they didn't try to address their single biggest issue in season, which was their bullpen. They took real strides in that. Unfortunately, injuries happened there too, and Hunter Harvey wasn't able to help them out. And Urseg can't save it on his own. And some of the other guys didn't ever come to fruition or find a balance enough to be a consistent bullpen for a huge chunk of the season. So yeah, I am forgiving of at least that end of it, but it would be kind of crushing. The thing is, though, I still don't think they're missing. I know that sounds overly optimistic because they're coming off of a 4-game losing streak, and they'd had the 7-game losing streak before, and all the things that kind of come with that. They still got a 2-game lead, and now, I mean, look, if I'm the Twins, I'm having a big sweat. They're in a tie, not a virtual tie, in actual tie for the final wild card spot. They hold the tiebreaker over the Tigers, but still, that's not going to matter here in one more game if they.
The Tigers, to me, are making the playoffs, and so it's whether or not the Twins keep collapsing and the Royals stabilize things. That, to me, is the Tigers are going to end up getting one of these wild card spots. I think it'll end up being the last spot, and then the Royals will still hold on to the second spot. I think
Royals
the Twins are going to be left out. They're not playing good baseball either, but they're still between the Royals and the Tigers. The Twins are going to be the team that gets past first, and as you said, they're actually tied right now. And I feel like the Royals are going to win this evening and then take a deep breath a little bit with the off day that they had yesterday. Hopefully allows them to do that. Because we know at the end of the season, you got 3 against Atlanta when some other teams are playing an Orioles team that may not have anything to play for, and then the others playing a White Sox team that hasn't had anything to play for 4 months. So that's why this week, I really think my question of, will they for sure make it is answered after this weekend. If they take 2 of 3 from the Giants,
then they're
good. Now, they can't, of course, if they get swept by the Giants, then on Monday we're talking about this team probably not making the postseason.
Yeah, most likely. But, I mean,
They're not getting swept this weekend, They're not getting swept this weekend.
Now, we do have some weather problems this weekend, I'll say.
Yeah, Sunday's an interesting scenario.
Could cause problems.
There's a chance of rain Saturday night, but I think it'll be late enough in the night that they get Saturday's game in. But Sunday, it might be raining all day. So they're either playing that game at like 9:30 at night, or they're coming back on that following Monday, the last day of the post-last day of the season, and having to have the Giants fly back to Kansas City. Is that really what's going to have to happen?
Maybe. But the advantage, so I told you tonight there's an advantage, right? Obviously because of Waka and their guy who really hasn't pitched. The Giants are going with an opener on Saturday. Doesn't mean the guy behind him can't throw well, but Singer's on the mound. And then they get Lugo. Now it is Snell. I'm not pretending like that's not, you know, like a disadvantage for you. It is Blake Snell on Sunday. This is why you can't, just like last week against Skubal, you can't put yourself in a position where you're trying to avoid a sweep against Snell. Don't do that. Do anything but that. Because then I will think you're getting swept, and then you could be out of a postseason spot. And yeah, they'd played better against the Tigers. They'd be in the top wild card spot and not the Orioles, and we'd be having a very different conversation. But it's the same thing. The reason why there had never been serious prolonged losing streaks a number of times this year for this team, and it's the first time they've been swept at home all year, is because they're starting rotation. They're throwing out two of their three best guys, right? Or two of their four best guys, depending on where you put Singer. Three of their best four, right? Since it's Waka and Singer and Lugo. You're throwing out some of your better pitchers over the next three games against an opponent who's mailed it in, is starting some guys that wouldn't have been starting in the early part of the season for a Giants team that's not going to the postseason. You face losing teams each of the next 2 days.
Yeah, so just take advantage of it. Waka's been as good as anybody in baseball pitching, the last month and a half, 2 months or so. So you feel like, I know we've said this about Reagans and Lugo a couple times, but I do think it comes together tonight, given the opponent that they're going against in the pitching matchup. They're doing that. Now, people are watching the video stream.
I know. I'm waiting for the door keeps creaking.
Well, it keeps opening, and multiple people have commented. They're upset that Speck keeps walking in. The boss is walking in. They said, someone said, quote, and I'm quoting, someone said, quote, "Get that bald head out of the room."
Wow.
That was...
They have to make it personal.
That's
damn
what somebody said when they saw the video stream. But yes, I think... Hmm. I think... Oh, here we go. Okay.
Is this the reveal?
This is not the full reveal.
Not yet.
It's
not
washed
yet
out. It looks... Okay, this looks more like it right now. Now they got washed out. Unbelievable.
I feel so much better now.
Do you? Not as itchy?
No, not nearly as itchy. It's still a little bit, but it's way better.
Drew, can you quickly switch the camera to the single shot producer? I want people to get like a quick full view, not just you on a mini cam on this, so we can get a good view of your hair before maybe they add some toner. Man, that is...
We got to get you a skateboard and a black shirt and just go skateboard in the parking lot for a little bit, too.
Yeah, you need some leather wristbands with some of the spikes on it.
Yeah.
We could make you into, like, alt-punk Drew.
I was going to say, do you want me to tag Tony Hawk and, like, Paul Rodriguez?
Yeah, you're only allowed to play My Chemical Romance or Fallout Boy the rest of the show. Or some other emo band. You're not allowed to play anything else but, like, bands like that while they're here.
Oh, my like goodness. This. That is something.
Okay, so they're going to put a little toner? They're going to lighten it up for you?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know what I thought it was going to look like, but I definitely thought it wasn't going to look quite this way. When it was done. I thought it would look... You just don't look like you anymore. You look like a completely different version of Drew.
Someone says not totally blonde. Well, that's why they're going to put some toner in.
That's why we're doing the toner.
That's the toner. That's the whole point of the toner.
I think there's only so light they can go, unless they're going to do a second pass on it.
No, once they do the toner, it'll be in it. Remember, his hair's wet, too, so that's also part of it. That looks awesome. Well done.
That does look great.
Well done. Again, thanks so much to our friends at Downtown Hair Lounge in downtown KC Mo for spending a good chunk of their morning in studio with us, making this happen. Rye and her husband, Randy, awesome stuff from both of them. And so we'll get a final picture and everything a little bit later on when they're totally done and his hair is dried out. But yes, right now, pre-toner, it's hilarious because it does have a little orange tint to it.
He said he looks like Happy Gilmore's caddy, which is another good reference. Someone's just asking if we can get him a skateboard immediately and send him outside. Mm-hmm. If you want to see, obviously, we still got the mini cam up for him. But I mean, it's just so good.
Someone looks like Drew was chugging Mountain Dew and said, screw it, and poured some on his head as well. Anyway, we'll let you guys know. We'll let you know. Thinking of someone that had an interesting hairstyle, and people called him Chucky back in his coaching days, John Gruden.
Yeah.
We know Gruden was at Chiefs training camp for a couple days, and there's some rumblings would John Gruden actually be a college coach. Are you buying this at all? John Gruden as a college football coach? He hasn't coached college since literally the year I was born, 1991.
That was the last time he coached college?
That's when he coached college football.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at the text.
Some small school,
has a chain on his wallet. It's just so good. Doesn't matter. Anyway, so the college end. Look, if I were a mid-tier school, I'd do it. I know why John Gruden got fired. He has no one to blame but himself. He said a bunch of homophobic stuff in emails, work emails. Like, if you're trying to, like, excuse his behavior, work emails, you can't do that. And he got his ass canned. He also wasn't coaching very well. I'll tell you right now, if he was 12-2 and those work emails came flying through, something tell me John Gruden still have his job. But he was sucking ass as a coach and as a person, so he got fired. But I'll tell you right now, if Lance Leipold left and he decided to take a better job, he went to go take the Florida job, let's just say, for an evidence, and Kansas was open, and Gruden said, I'll coach Kansas, I'd probably hire him. And maybe you don't feel that way at Kansas because the whole Charlie Weiss thing and how horribly bad that went.
Yeah.
So maybe they're a bad example. But if I were a mid-tier, if I were Liberty, if I were some of these other schools that have made these moves before, I'd probably do it. What's the harm?
Yeah, it has to be a non-Power 5 school that is just trying to build up their program and hope that somehow he can help bring in some money to the program, et cetera. Because we, you know, nobody's questioning Kitty coach, of course, but there's baggage there, right? And some schools are more willing to accept that than others. I think it would, you know, Drew gave the example of UAB, where Dilfer's the head coach. Remember, they were about to shut down that entire football program and they brought him in. So we're talking about a program that, you know, needs money or whatever to stay alive. I don't know, man. I don't think, unless I am at a very small, let's say I'm an FCS school that just got bumped up to FBS, maybe, but if you're Gruden, you're not taking on that challenge. So I don't know.
Like, I know that it's going to be tough because it obviously has not worked out quite the way that they wanted to in Colorado. But in a way, hasn't it? Colorado was a program that nobody paid any attention to and was going nowhere. And while they're not going places at the moment under Prime, they're winning more games than they were. And now at least people know who you are. If you are the team who hires John Gruden, they will at the very least know who you are. Like, I mean, you know, you'll be in the news a little bit. They'll pay more attention to what you're doing. Like, that's got to count for something on that end, doesn't it? Because otherwise, you know, if you're one of these mid-tier programs that's been heading nowhere for a long time, I don't really know that there's a risk. Kansas has been heading in a good direction, so maybe, again, not them. But, like, if you're a non-Power 5 school or fringe Power 5, you're, you know, Oklahoma State's not firing their head coach, but your team has just been going nowhere.
The exact quote from John Gruden, he was doing an interview with CBS Sports. He said, quote, yeah, I'm interested in coaching. My dad was a college coach. I was a college coach at Pitt. My wife was a cheerleader at Tennessee when I met her. Hell yeah, I'm interested in coaching. I know I can help a team. I know I can help young players get better. I know I can hire a good staff, and that's the only thing I can guarantee. But yeah, I'm very interested in coaching at any level, period. I mean, he just launched a YouTube channel, as you brought up. Gruden loves football. The guy just wants to coach again. He was at Chiefs training camp with his good longtime friend Andy Reid, watching camp, in team meetings, that kind of stuff. He's trying to find a path back in and hoping that enough time has passed in his mind. I know, obviously, there's going to be plenty of people out there that say, hey, you should never be allowed to coach again, et cetera. I understand that argument as well. But he believes, obviously, that there's an opportunity.
Yeah, I just think it's... I just think that if I were a bad team, I'd take a chance. Generally speaking, whatever, but like...
Like a bad college program.
Yeah, if I were a bad college program, what's, you know, whatever. Again, it's not like it's worked with Deion, but they're better than they were. They got top talent now. They have some talented players. They were never getting Travis Hunter before. Not in a million years. Sure. They stunk. They were the worst Power 5 program that existed at that time. They had fallen below Kansas in that ranks. They had nothing to lose. Like, that's the kind of team you got to find. I will say, Gruden does seem very hungry to coach again because he left pretty unceremoniously. He probably wasn't done thinking he wanted to coach. He can't scratch that itch in the media world the same way he did before for the same reasons he got fired from the job. People aren't going to take on the PR hit to fire him. They always find other people to do the job instead. So, okay, fine. You know, like, but you got to be a, you got to be someone with nothing to lose because you are taking on a media firestorm in the initial going. And then you got to hope that you're good enough that people will be like, wow, look, a shot at redemption worked out for old John Gruden. Because, again, he said some pretty horrible stuff in those emails, and you're going to have to deal with that.
Next head coach at Florida, John Gruden.
You think so?
No, Florida? I don't actually
Florida?
Think so.
Even Urban Meyer said that that ship has sailed. He's one of the greatest coaches, and he left pretty unceremoniously himself.
Much different.
Yeah. I mean, but unceremoniously, mm-hmm. you know? In a messy situation. But yes, different, at least on that. Steve, from the 913, Stephen A. says Prime would be an ideal fit for an SEC program. When did he say that?
I'm not surprised that he would say that, though. He says a lot of things. I disagree with the opinion, but nothing that he says should be all that surprising.
Yeah,
I'm talking about Stephen A. Smith. All right, coming up next, let's go down to Atlanta. We've got an Atlanta Falcons insider who used to be someone that came in studio on this show, but he's now in Atlanta. So we're going to talk Chiefs Falcons with Aaron Ladd next. Drew is getting the final rinse out of his hair that is being dyed blonde like Joe Burrow. And yes, I think he's going to look like Slim Shady. He's been getting his hair cut. Drew, as you said, not working today. Just going to the salon.
Yeah, he's just getting it. You know what? If he's got to pay off a punishment, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, for the last 2 hours, the folks from Downtown Hair Lounge have been in studio. Nice cut, a little dye, a washout, now some toner, another washout. I think they're almost done. We'll get the finished product here in a little bit, hence the Eminem Slim Shady music. We also have the fan club coming up in 25 minutes. Jay Binkley going to join us in studio. We'll talk Chiefs football. We'll talk about all three local colleges. But you guys know the Chiefs are playing the Falcons on Sunday night. The game right here on 96.5 The Fan. Pre-game coverage starts at 4 o'clock. So we go down to the ATL.
For we our Atlanta in Falcons insider.
Our Falcons insider, one Aaron Ladd.
Wow, what an intro.
Have you given up on the Chiefs yet? You just like bury them now? You're just full Atlanta now?
I mean, I only adopted them, respectfully. I love the Chiefs, love Kansas City. Appreciate them. But, you know, I knew which side my bread was buttered, fellas. I always knew in the back of my mind that I was eventually going to try and support my true colors, my true team, and who I really ride or die with. And that's who I'm here to give you all the insight on.
Okay, so if at any point this game is 28-3, what is your confidence level in the Falcons, Aaron?
With the Falcons leading, of course.
I just want to know, since you've only been back in Atlanta for how many days?
I got in Wednesday. I'm actually still at my mom's house right now. Just had a great meal. Took some finishing touches on the move here. So.
Well, see, now you're making me feel bad for what I was about to say, because you're staying with the folks and getting acclimated back. I was going to say, in 3 days, have you been to Magic City yet?
Tonight will be my first night. I just got the keys to the new spot. We're getting it all acclimated, getting everything set in place. You know, I don't know if it's ready to
have host. You been swiping right already?
I have. I actually last night rebooted.
Already? Day one?
Well, look, you got to, like, you know, you gotta throw the line out there a couple of times. You can't catch any fish with no bait.
People are calling you Tony Gonzalez.
You know, I don't mind that one, because we all know of his storied career in Kansas City, but he had to go somewhere else to, you know, take him to the next level, mm-hmm. really elevate his game. And I feel like, you know, KC put me on the map, but I'm going somewhere else to, you know, elevate my game a little bit.
All right. I'm assuming you've been watching Atlanta for real, because they are the team that you rode or die with as a child and grew up watching. So tell me this. Will Kirk Cousins look comfortable this week if he's not in hurry up? I thought it was a great point by Eli and Peyton Manning and Matt Ryan on the Manning cast, saying that the reason he looked comfortable there is the same reason they said. Anytime they changed offenses in their career, the only time when they were getting used to it, they felt comfortable, is when it's hurry up, and it's all the plays you know and are comfortable with. Will Kirk Cousins finally kind of get a handle on what he's doing this week?
I would even go further and just to say, like, that 2-minute drill offense that we saw at the end in Philly, like, that's been scripted and practiced and played through and designed for so long that he could probably do that in his sleep. I'm with you. I'm a little skeptical of what the offense looks like outside of that, and really outside of just that last drive, because – the Pittsburgh game was an unmitigated disaster. 2 interceptions plus the fumble that goes off his elbow. They only score 10 points total on offense. Yes, that drive was dramatic, and it finished off and maybe silenced a little bit of the noise that was happening here in the city and nationally. But this is going to be a consecutive test against another top-flight defense where you're wondering if Kirk Cousins can lead this offense to more than just success every once in a while. I do wonder what it's going to look like from a passing game standpoint. The running game, I'm confident in still, but we'll see what they look like under center.
We're talking to Aaron Ladd, our Atlanta Falcons insider. Yes, we're not joking. He's not just covering the team. He has moved back to Atlanta, and we're very happy for him. He's got a TV job down in his hometown, which is fantastic. I can speak to how awesome it is to be able to go back to your hometown and cover the teams you grew up rooting for. So we are thrilled for Aaron, all jokes aside. But Kyle Pitts is one of the most overrated players, Aaron, in football. I really believe that. With that said, the Chiefs can't cover a tight end 2 weeks into the season. What are you expecting there?
What's going on? Is that a mandate from 96.5?
He's overrated.
Went to the break room.
He's overrated.
You know, it says, you know, wash your hands after you wash your hands to go to the bathroom. Kyle Pitts is the most overrated player. Like,
is he not?
Hammering that.
You don't think he's overrated?
In fairness, Aaron, I was a big Kyle Pitts supporter for a long time. I had been actively asking Kansas City to trade for him last year. It's getting harder to defend Kyle Pitts if he's not going to produce.
Let's just say he was overdrafted. Can we settle
on
that? I think I can understand and say that, you know, where he was, and he was a fourth overall or maybe third overall. He was a single-digit draftee in his year. It has not equaled that value that you put in. Yes, I'm willing to give you that. But he's 24. We looked this up when having this conversation on the drive earlier this week. Like, I'm not willing to punt on Kyle Pitts considering all of the organizational chaos that has been happening in Atlanta since he got here. I mean, he thought that his quarterback was going to be Deshaun Watson for a couple weeks and was tweeting out support of him when that whole thing was going down. They had Arthur Smith and the unmitigated disaster that was as far as the offensive play calling. Like, I think now that you give him a professional quarterback, and no argument, Kirk Cousins is one of the top 15 quarterbacks in the National Football League. You give him, surround him some talent in the skill positions with Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Darnell Mooney caught a touchdown last week. I'm not willing to send Kyle Pitts out to sea yet and say it's over with. I want to see what it looks like with some pieces around him on offense. And look, KC has not been able to stop a nosebleed when it comes to the tight end position. If he can't get it done this week, maybe I join your club. But I'm willing to take some time. He scored a touchdown in week one.
I think that age is the biggest crutch people use in sports to not admit that a player is not good. Because we did this, I swear to God, I had this argument with people in Kansas City about Kadarius Toney. He's only 24. He's only 25 now, Aaron. I think we still know he's washed. Like, I mean, it's just maybe never started, not washed. That's probably not a fair way to do it. And again, I don't have anything against Kyle Pitts. I still think he's an incredible athlete. And yeah, Arthur Smith's kind of a joke. At least on that end. Are you going to take advantage of Arthur Blank's free hot dogs and TI concert and everything else? Are you actually going to be at the game on Sunday?
I will be at the game on Sunday, and I hear the media food is to die for, so I don't think I'll go for the popcorn and the hot dog. They had like
an upgrade on the media Foster food in that press box, huh?
I believe they had Bananas Foster at the last game where a chef was, there's actually chefs, you know, people with white coats and everything operating. I know it's not exactly what I'm used to.
No.
The team I used to cover.
You could say it now. You got tired of the chicken tenders?
I would prefer if they just had the chicken tenders instead of trying some of the other stuff. But anyway.
I don't understand how we're in Kansas City and we can't just have barbecue every time in the press box.
Don't compare Kyle Pitts to Kadarius Toney. Kyle Pitts had a 1,000-yard season his rookie year.
Yeah, hey, Kyle Pitts has seven touchdowns.
Ever had a 1,000-yard season?
Yeah.
All right, so what is the single biggest, other than Kyle Pitts, because tight end has been there, bugaboo, can the Falcons' defense hold up in this scenario? Patrick Mahomes, like most quarterbacks, is better indoors, better in an open-air stadium, or not open-air stadium, better even in an open-roof stadium than under normal circumstances with equal kind of weather conditions. Is the Falcons' defense enough to slow down Kansas City, even without Pacheco?
As much as the attention nationally has been on the Falcons' offense and all the pieces they made, obviously they spent money on Kirk Cousins and then went with the Michael Penix pick. Like, they spent a lot of resources on defense as well, Cody. Like, they went out and got Matthew Judon late. They spent money on the one-year deal on Justin Simmons. Grady Jarrett comes back into the fold after, I believe, tearing his ACL last year. They've played all right. Now, you can say week one they were playing against Justin Fields. Wasn't the toughest of competition, but Jalen Hurts looked uncomfortable for a lot of portions of time. last week. Look, I know we're playing the result here because if Saquon Barkley catches that ball on third down, it's a completely different result, and we're talking about an 0-2 Falcons team that maybe you're not as confident in, but that didn't happen. They marched down the field and scored, and the defense played all right, so I'm going to play that side of it and say, you know what, I think without Isaiah Pacheco and them still trying to figure out what's going on there, Travis Kelce, who hasn't completely gotten started yet, and a wide receiver room minus Hollywood Brown the rest of the way, I think this could be a game that's played in the 20s, and any team could win any game on any Sunday if you're playing in the 20s.
Aaron Ladd, our Atlanta Falcons insider, we appreciate you coming on, man, and happy for you to be back home in Atlanta, and we'll have to stay in touch.
Please do. Come visit.
Will you ship me all of your NBC stuff since you don't work for them anymore?
Wow. I'll see what I can do. I got
there you. Go. That wasn't Thanks, a no. Man. There you go. That's Aaron Ladd.
He works for CBS now.
He does. Yeah, he's at a CBS affiliate down in Atlanta. Awesome stuff, man. He gets to go back home, cover the teams he grew up rooting for. So that's really, really cool. And what timing it is. He's going to have the Chiefs playing the Falcons, and then the Royals are going to be in Atlanta at the end of the season, too. So it's kind of weird how the timing works.
He's going to be more familiar with the teams coming to town than the ones he's just starting to cover. So a little bit different. How close are we on Drew's
hair? Drew is stepping outside to let the hair dry, and then he's done. So the next time Drew comes in
like
studio.
Outside the building?
Yeah, because we don't have the heat lamp, so it makes sense. You know, use the natural heat lamp, the sun. Even though we had a controversy about the moon being real earlier, I think they all agree the sun is real. So we have the sun to dry his hair. And then he'll come in studio and we'll be good to go.
So we're only a few minutes away from the full reveal.
Yeah, so if you're not watching on YouTube.
Or don't know the terms of the bet.
Yeah, you need to here momentarily switch over YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, X, load up the stream. Drew made a bet pre-Bengals game. Honestly, months ago, that once Joe Burrow walked into training camp or whatever with his blonde hair, he said, all right, we'll do that for the bet. We also have McDonald's 12-hour clock challenge to pay off. But we had our folks from Downtown Hair Lounge and Casey Moe come in studio. Nice enough to make it happen. They cut his hair. They've dyed it. It's almost done, and we're going to get the reveal here in a little bit.
As someone who was like looking for a good place to get my hair cut for a while, look like they gave him a nice cut.
Yeah.
Gotta
Absolutely.
Say, it was a good-looking
cut.
Clean cut. Like, I saw the cut, I was like, oh.
It's a very clean cut.
You know, like, am I going to the right place? That's a good-looking haircut.
Our listeners always step up. Her husband, Randy, heard what we were trying to do. Said, hey, my wife, we own a hair salon downtown. Let's just make this happen. So Randy and his wife, Rye, were nice enough to put this all together. So we appreciate them.
I cannot wait to see the full hair. I'm just like waiting for him to come back through. How long do you think he's going to be outside? Do we need to do the random question now? We don't need the sounder. It's okay.
Yeah, we can just get right into the random question of the day. What do you have in store? 913-586-7965.
For you, Gold. I guess for Kramer, maybe, since he's there.
People also are not happy with him. Kramer's on the video stream as well, and he is rocking a Las Vegas Raiders hat.
Raider Nation, baby.
They're not happy. And someone did point out, look, let him be. He has to watch Gardner Minshew play every week. Let him be. That's true.
And before that, I mean, at least he got some years with Carr of mediocre quarterback play.
Mm-hmm.
There were some bad ones kind of in between there that were worse than even Gardner Minshew, I would say, including his backup, Aiden O'Connell. But for you, Gold, for you, Kramer, the text line, 913-586-7965, as we wait for Drew to come back through with his platinum blonde hair.
That's right.
Ideally, like Joe Burrow's. Is a question we were actually talking about before we came into studio today. Drew was asking us, we'd seen a roller coaster. He said, hey, have you seen this new roller coaster? And he was telling you that the theme park was in Sandusky, Ohio.
And I said, oh, no.
And you said that the town should change their name due to the negative connotation that comes with Sandusky. So the question I have for you today is if they found a new serial killer today, right? Brand new, this guy had murdered 40 people, and his name was your name. So, new serial killer, breaking on the news, Alex Gold. Turns out he killed heinous stuff.
Mm.
Would you change your name now?
No, because I think there's a different degree of crime, let's be honest. If you're talking about a mass murderer in world history, you know, those, you can't have your name that. If you're talking about in the Sandusky, Ohio case, or there's the Ravens play-by-play broadcaster's name is Jerry Sandusky. We know that, right? And he didn't change his name. When it's that individual that used to be at Penn State,
you wouldn't go by Alexander?
No, I'm just telling you, it depends on what the crime is. If it was just murder, it's awful, horrendous of a crime that is.
But if it's child sex crimes, you're saying maybe no more Alex Gold.
You got to change the name. Okay. 100%.
So for you, it's the crime.
Yes.
Because, man, that's tough. Because, if you were just kicking around and it's 1930 and your name's Adolf, I'd change it after. Like, it can't be my name forever. I got to change my name.
That's right.
Right? Like, I mean, if some horrid person has your name, I got to not be Cody Tapp anymore. I got to go by the middle name. I got to change the last. I got to take on the middle name and make it my last. I think I would change my name.
Like, yeah, if your name was Jeffrey Dahmer, I think you probably need to change it.
If it just happened to be right. Because I'm saying in this hypothetical, it's not 20 years down the road. Somebody with your identical name just happens to do something horrible. Okay, we got to take a break from the random question because Drew's hair is done. Drew, can you switch the camera to a full shot of you for just a moment?
Yeah. So he is wearing the Joe Burrow jersey. The hair has been bleached. What do we think, man?
I think it looks good for the most part.
Oh, my goodness. You look like a 19-year-old kid. You look like a kid. You look like a kid just got out of high school.
Hey, I will take it. I will take it. I think.
Is it dry?
The top is still a little bit
wet. I can
tell.
Okay.
The more that it dries.
So it'll be more of a lighter color when it dries more. Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Awesome.
Someone called you pasty Andy Dalton. you actually look like you're going for Andy Dalton's look.
Yeah,
camera's making it look a little orangier than
I think. His hair's wet still. Wet.
So it's like the sides of it are definitely
I can see it.
White, and then the top is a little bit more orangey. But yeah, as it dries, it's gonna get whiter.
This is so good. Thank you so much to Rye, her husband, Randy as well from Downtown Hair Lounge for taking the time. 2.5 hours. I mean, you guys spent a good chunk of your time. So we really appreciate that. So if anybody's looking for a new place to get their hair taken care of and obviously done right, obviously Downtown Hair Lounge, KC Mo, the place to be. So
from the 816, really cool. Does this mean Drew now has a Burrow head? Is that
he's gonna actually have to work the final hour of the show now. He's done. He's gonna actually have
I'm not gonna need him to get that vacuum out because
has the hair been vacuumed off the floor?
Somebody didn't lay a tarp down, so Drew's old locks are just sitting around back there.
Someone says, look at that hair. OMG.
It's so ridiculous. Looking.
He does look like he could pass for he's definitely getting carded for the next couple months now with that hairstyle.
I can't believe he's got to go out to dinner for his wife's birthday tomorrow looking like that.
Here's the thing. When the hair dries more, it won't be orange, so it'll just be he's got the blonde hair. That's his thing. I think we need to get, as we said earlier, a skateboard, black shirt, black jeans.
Chain wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Spiked bracelet.
He's already got the studded earrings, and then be good to go. I appreciate him for settling his bet. That's a real man, taking care of his debt right away.
What are you trying to make me feel bad?
He took care of his bet within less than a week. 5 days later, he paid off his bet. We're going on 2 years on yours. So props to him.
I do give Drew credit. That was maybe one of the fastest any bet has been paid off the entire time we've been in the building. So I give him credit. If you're looking for a photo, by the way, because the video's still up a little bit, we'll get Drew on camera for a list a little bit longer as the hair finishes. I can promise you on our social media channels at 96.5 The Fan, you will be able to see it on Twitter and Instagram and all the other platforms.
And the profile picture will get changed.
And the profile picture get changed with you in the Joe Burrow jersey and the blonde hair. What does Bree think? Does she like it?
She does like it. She's not ashamed for us to go out to eat tomorrow.
That's good. she didn't say, could you wear a
she
hat?
She said she wanted the highlights, so I think she's happy with this.
She has been asking me to get highlights for a while now. So the fact that this is happening is almost a fulfillment of that, if not a little bit more, obviously.
Somebody said you already had kind of an emo look, so it fits it. I just think you should listen to emo music.
Well, his profile photo before, you looked a little more, a little skaterish.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. Credit from the 805. That Rye girl killed it. She did.
She did a great job.
She did an amazing job. And when, obviously, I'm going to go back. I told her I'd go back when I'm ready to get it cut again so we can do an update and all. Yeah,
perfect.
It'd be good.
Over on Twitch, Bot Hunter says.
Ronnie Howard. Go ahead.
Over on Twitch, Bot Hunter said he looks like he's ready to punch holes in the wall and chug a monster.
Yeah.
It does. It's got a certain energy to it.
You right, like Sid from Toy Story?
Sid
from Toy Story, right?
If you had a skull t-shirt on, man, it'd be tough to argue.
Yeah.
Sid from Toy Story is Derek Carr.
Sure. A little bit, yeah. I could see that.
Maybe it's your blonde hair.
Sid has the dark hair, but still, it's the same vibe for me.
I will say, the way that you... the way that you described it and looking at me now on stream, yeah, I definitely look like I'm ready to rage a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You should have some dark, we should have gotten you some dark eyeliner. You would have like, my gosh. If you had like a little bit of like black eyeliner on, oh my God, that whole like,
I'd have scared myself.
That whole, the vibe would pass would be even stronger.
So this is, holy crap, he looks younger than he sounds, or whatever.
Do well, I right sound
now,
older
right
than
now,
I am?
Right now, you definitely look even younger. You always looked younger. We said, and like Text I point out, you know what? One day that's going to be really, really, like, really, really positive. You know,
I'm
you're
going to
be very
man.
Happy. When you're 40, I'm you're going to look excited. Like you're 30.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm actually excited, and I'm glad I could pay off the bet so quickly. The McDonald's will be coming sometime
yeah,
soon, as
that.
Soon as we
get
the criteria down for how we want to go about our business.
You and I have got to kind of establish what a fair time estimate is in order for the time to do it. And yeah, in a week or two, we can get Drew out to a McDonald's.
Yeah, someone said too, the color will tone down too after a couple showers and some, you know, it'll lighten up even more.
I'm ready to, from the hair, like getting it under like my shirt, I'm ready to take a shower. I'm
you're just ready to get home.
I'm like the scalp is fine, but like my body, like the hair is still like underneath like my shirt and on my
yeah,
neck a little bit.
Yeah, you don't get like the clean towel treatment.
I'm a little itchy, man. Yeah.
It's not, it just makes
someone wants to know, how's your wrist feeling?
As good as ever. I feel like I could chuck a ball like 45 yards or whatever that one play was
that's
to Jermaine Burton.
That's not that far. 45 yards is not that far.
I know, but again, I'm not that strong. I'm not as strong as Joe Burrow is. So
I'm glad you clarified.
Someone says you look like a Scooby-Doo villain. Someone says Limp Bizkit shows only now for Drew. I mean, there's just so many jokes. It's so good.
The Scooby-Doo character. That is good.
You do kind of, yeah. Like, because they're always like, they have like white hair. Like they're almost ghosts themselves.
Yeah, if we would have got you like a corduroy sweater and blue pants, then you could go for what's his name in Scooby-Doo.
Freddy?
Yeah.
Mm.
Thanks for honoring your bet, Drew.
Yeah.
Honestly, the haircut, really good. Good haircut.
Yeah, it is couple. I do think that it would have been more consistent if I would have done the buzz cut. Like that's why Joe's looked as
shorter
as
across
full
versus like a little longer on the top.
Well, yeah, because I think the color is it's harder because it's setting in more hair. It's
sure.
harder to set
of
fully
course.
Like the bleach blonde. So I think that's why Joe's looked so, I guess, consistent over the top, where mine's still wet for one and the hair's longer. But I wanted it to look. I didn't want to go back to the elementary days of buzz cut.
Someone just said, sing it like Avril Lavigne. He was a producer boy. Now he's a Burrow boy.
A lot of people saying you should not be allowed to sing until you pay off your bet.
I tend to agree with that.
So
that.
No
someone
song
said,
tomorrow.
A kickflip.
That's right. That's right.
If you gave me one of those, you remember like those small little skateboard things that you could, yeah. I can do a kickflip there.
All right. Coming
someone
up
said
next.
Machine Gun Kelly. That. Yeah. Actually,
you got to get some more tattoos, Drew.
Yeah,
got to get
tattoos.
A lot more tattoos.
And it's not quite long
I promise I'm not going to do any of the next stuff.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. Next time the Chiefs play Cincy, you want to do a face tattoo, right? That's next up.
Hang on a minute. If they do play again, I should only have to do a minor thing, and you guys should have more on the line for yourselves. I'm going
to
be totally honest.
You agree to whatever bet.
Fair,
you agree to whatever bet you want to make. Right? As I told you, I'm not going
to
negotiate against myself. That would
I'm
be silly.
I'm open to it, Drew.
So, yes,
open.
If they play in the playoffs, we'll have something else on the line. All right, up next, it is the Fan Club on a Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. Jay Binkley, ready to talk some Chiefs football, plus all three local schools are in action. That's coming up next here on Cody and Gold.